We were talking the last time I was with you about why do Christians have trials and tribulations and temptations? And I only got to my first point.
上个星期呢，我在讲说为什么基督徒有试探、有难处、有试炼。那我上次是讲了第一点。
But I want to go on today, and I think I'm going to do it a little different. I'm going to give you each of my points.And then I'm going to give you an opportunity to either ask questions or to give your comments about them.
然后呢，今天我跟以前的方式不同，那我会讲每一点，之后呢，我就给大家机会可以提问或者来就是有一些想法分享。
Let's just ask the Lord to help this part of our meeting.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we come before your presence and we open your word,And we think about the spiritual things of life and how you mingle them with our temporal things and how much we need to understand and to know, not only to make it to heaven with you, but to have how to live lives that are more content, happier, joyful, lives that's willing to understand how they can be set aside or they can be used. Lord, we're just asking you today to open up to us.Each one of us, you know us very, very well. And each one of us that are here, may our hearts be open up to the word and the understanding of the word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，我们真的就是说，我们知道我们生活中有很多的问题，但求你开我们的心，让我们能明白你的话语，让我们能够过得真的是满足喜乐。求你，我们每个人的在我们的心里做工，让我们能够知道 你的话语，赐给我们悟性。这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
I'm sorry, I forgot to translate. I forgot we are being translated. Okay, let me try to remember that. Well, the first one we want to talk about today is to be disciplined for known sin in our lives.
第一点我们要讲就是我们被管教是因为我们生命中这个明显的这个罪，知道的罪，我们也知道的罪。
There are times that we do things, we sin. We really don't do what God wants us to do.And then many times we wonder what happened to us afterwards. Why did it turn out this way? Why did I feel this way? Why was I under this particular burden or pressure? And many times we have to understand it's because there is sin in our lives and he disciplines his children when there is sin.
就是我们有的时候在我们的生命中呢，我们犯罪做一些事情，但是我们不知道后来呢，就感觉说我为什么感觉这么沉重呢？负担这么重呢？其实我们不知道，在我们生命中有罪的时候，神会管教我们。
Lay, please tell me to stop if I'm going too far. I keep forgetting to translate.
I will try to write down.
I want to talk to you about King David with this area of discipline for a known sin.
我们讲大卫王，他被管教就是因为他生命中的罪。
In 1 Chronicles, the 21st chapter, we see this.
历代之上22章，我们看到这样。
And Satan stood up against Israel, and he provoked David to number Israel.
在历代之上21章说，撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
Maybe I could change this verse a little, and I could say, and Satan stood up against Mary and provoked Mary to argue, to fuss, to challenge, to not have any faith.
然后我们或者这样说，撒旦起来攻击玛利亚，激动她去争论，去发脾气，去挑战。
Or maybe I could change it and just say, put your name in instead of David.
就把你的名字放在那个激动大卫，把你的名字放进去。
I can tell you, my name has been there before.
我要告诉你，我的名字以前也在那儿。
What I'm trying to get across with this, this is just the first verse. What I'm trying to get across, David had a desire.
这个我想要告诉 大家明白了，就是大卫他本身心里边有一个心愿，有个欲望，有个愿望。
It was to do something that he knew that God did not want, and even I believe spoken against.
然后呢，他想做的事情，他其实心里知道神是不想要他做的，因为后边有人给他提这个意见。
So I want you to see in this verse that it was Satan that was against Israel. And so what did he do? He provoked, he used David.
是撒旦呢想要攻击以色列人。那撒旦怎么做呢？他就开始挑起来大卫王，他是他们的王。
Now, if I had asked David and said, David, where'd you get that idea?
如果我问大卫说，哎，大卫，你怎么会有这个念头呢？
Well, it's mine. I desire this.
他说那是我的呀，我心里边就很想要这样的。
See, when we begin to desire things in the flesh, we have to remember that there's someone behind that.
当我们就是想要我们那个身肉体上，就是我们这个属血气的愿望的时候，我们要知道有个势力在后边。
So in the second verse, and I'm going to paraphrase it, David called his general Joab.
第二句就大卫就把他的将军约押叫过来。
And to the rulers of the city, he had his group of leaders out there, and he was speaking to them now.
然后又把各城的民众的首领都叫来。
He had a job for them.
他说，现在我给你们一个工作。
And so he said, go out now, and I want you to number the people from the beginning to the end, from Beersheba to Dan.
他说我想你们回去呢数一下以色列人，所以从这头到那头，从别到别斯巴到但。
And bring that number to me.
然后告诉我们有多少人。
Now, I think they probably looked at David sort of funny.
然后他们可能就觉得大卫怎么这么可笑呢？
And the general, Joab, he was a little more bold. He said, but king, God doesn't want that.You should do it.
将军约押呢，他就更勇敢一些，他就看着王说，他说王啊，他说这个好像不应该这样做，神不想要你这样。
And I believe David probably got a little indignant, his general trying to tell him, and he said, this is what I want, go out and do it.
然后呢，王又可能看着约押就有点不高兴，有点生气，说有点被刺激到，说这是我想要去做的，那你们就去做吧。
And when God saw it, we'll see that in one of the following verses, he sent a plague on Israel.
但是呢，当神看到这件事情呢，神不喜悦这事儿，就降灾给以色列人。
This got David's attention.
所以呢，当神降灾的时候，这下子大卫就注意到了。
He realized then that he had gone against God as the king, as the one over it all.He had gone against God, and now God brought a rebuke to them.
他大卫王就意识到，作为王，他做事呢是和神违背了神的旨意，违背了神的心意。现在神就降灾给以色列民。
We see this was a very hard one for those. There were those that died from it.
然后我们看到这个带来的后果是很严重的，因为有不少人死了。
And then when David saw this and what was happening, we see in the eighth verse that David said unto God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech you, do away the iniquity of thy servant. I've done very foolish.
他说因为大卫就对神说，我行这事大有罪了，求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。
So David recognized that this thing thathad gripped hold of him was really a very foolish thing to do.
然后大卫王就意识到他做的是一件非常愚昧的事情。
He did this only in a way to build his pride up, to think, look how great my kingdom has become, no doubt.
他这样做就是为了要满足他的骄傲，说你看看我们这个国度现在多么强盛。
David had been warned.
大卫也被警告不要这样做。
And yet the desire in that heart and the anger that rose up, no doubt, and the feeling I'm king was overpowering to him.
但是呢他心里边的这个欲望呢，然后他当别人说他的时候，他心里边那种愤怒就是我是王，我说了算。
Maybe sometime we ought to stop and wonder, why am I having such a difficult time?
有的时候我们可能可以想想，我为什么这个这么难呢？就是这个事情觉得事情这么难呢？
Why am I going through this depression?
为什么我会有这种好像挺忧郁的，挺沉闷的？
We could go on and on, but many times, my dear sisters, we allow sins, even the little ones, to come into our lives. And out of that comes, what shall I say, some real tribulation, some real sorrow.
Okay, 就是说有的时候我们允许这个罪，哪怕是小的罪，进到我们的生命中，然后之后呢，就会有这种磨练呢，有痛苦，甚至我们就觉得很难受。
Even when we don't trust God.
即使在我们，就算是我们不去信靠神。
But he tells us we must have faith, we must trust him, because if we don't, there's nothing he can do for us.
神一直告诉我们，我们要有信心，要信靠他。如果我们不这样的话，神不能为我们做什么。
So when you begin to trust other things, trusting your own thoughts, trusting the other things, then God lets you do it. And many times you suffer under it.
但是我们可以去信靠，相信信靠或者别的东西，相信你自己的想法，相信别的东西。很多时候，最后我们自己就有一个很困苦的时光。
I wonder if any of you understand. Maybe you can stop and say, "Yes, Sister Schwartz, I've had this. This happened in my life, and I suffered for it."
我不知道你们中间有没有这样了解我说的，你们可能有人会说，妈咪，我知道我因为这样子的，我的生命就因此而受苦。
Sometimes we wanted something, we wanted our rights, and when we got it, we suffered.
有的时候我们就想要自己的道路，我们想争取我们的权利，但是当我们得到的时候呢，我们也受苦。
When something rises up in us, and we want to tell people give them a piece of our mind, let them know we angrily allow ourselves to get angry, and then we recognize afterwards it has hurt us more than helping us.
就是有的时候呢，我们心里边那个情绪就起来了，然后我们就想什么我们就说什么，我们就很生气的讲出来，但是之后呢，我们觉得这样的其实带给我们的伤害更大。
One of the other things isHe does this disciplines for our known sin. So we have some tribulations, some sorrows, some hurts for the known sins in our lives.
所以神管教我们是因为我们生命中这种就是生命中的罪，所以我们会有这种思念，有痛苦，有悲哀，然后呢有这种令人难受的东西，因为神要在试炼管教我们。
Now this may sound like the other one, but there is a difference.
但是这里中间有不同。
You notice in the other one that I was talking about, it seemed like Satan comes and gives it comes in the midst. Temptation comes, or what shall a temptation comes, and suddenly just blow up, or we get hurt, or whatever. It's a sudden type of thing. But this is something that is subtle. This is something that you keep in your heart.
他有的时候呢，撒旦是试探我们，就是在我们在试探之中，然后我们突然之间就爆发了，就开始把自己想说的就这样讲出来，这是一种。另外一种呢，就是更加的这种不太诡秘，不太容易觉察到。
I want to give you Miriam, a Moses sister, as an example.
我就讲米利暗，摩西的姐姐做一个例子。
One day she stood up against Moses, rebuking him.
有一天他又站起来指责摩西。
And suddenly, she got leprosy.
然后突然之间呢，他又得了这个麻风病了，大麻风。
Now you say, what was that about? Actually,
你说那到底怎么回事呢？
Actually, I think Miriam had this in her heart maybe for a long time.
其实我觉得在米利暗的心里，其实这个问题已经很久了。
She was letting Moses know, you think nobody else has the, ability to do or anybody else. You know, she was trying to say that Moses was lording his lordship over when actually she and her brother, they were prophets too.
然后他在对摩西说，哦，好像你就觉得说只能你能做，你在好像在管辖我们，其实好像只有你有能力来这样来带领以色列人士。其实他跟他的弟弟亚伦他们也都是祭司。
So actually that was in her heart, and it was growing, and it was getting more as she saw, and more that she felt like she had a right, she had her rights, and her rights were not being met. And so suddenly she lets Moses know that.
然后其实是在他的心里边，他是在慢慢在滋养的，就是说他觉得他有他的这个权利，然后他的这个权利好像他的东西没有被满足，所以他有一天就爆发了，就让摩西知道。
And immediately leprosy came.
马上呢他就有了这个大麻风。
And I'm sure when she looked at that, she knew what it meant.
然后他看了大麻风，他肯定知道这是什么意思。
This meant she would have to be outside the camp. She would be unclean. Nobody could come near her.
这就是说他就是不洁净的，他要去到营外，没有人可以接近他，因为他现在是不洁净的。
So this would have brought on a terrible consequences.
这个就带来一个很严重的后果。
If it had not been that Moses, kindness and love, asked God to take it away from her.
如果不是摩西他的那个恩慈，他就是求神来医治他的大麻风。
Sometimes we keep sin in our lives, and it just festers in our lives. We can't touch God. We have no real spiritual life. There's an emptiness there. Sins that need to be confessed. And many times there comes a discipline with it. There comes trial, tribulations with it, which means sorrows. So it's, that's why sometimes he allows these things to happen to us so that we will awaken and turn to him.
就是有的时候的我们生命中有罪，这个罪呢就像那个溃烂似的，就是慢慢的这样的发酵溃烂。然后呢当你在这种状况下呢，你是没有办法跟神就是联系，就是触摸到神的。那只有的就是说你除非你像就是你也不去悔改，那你就会慢慢就会觉得很难受。那神呢就会管教我们，你就开始觉得有思念，觉得很不快乐，觉得有很多的悲哀痛苦。其实是神要让我们能够醒过来对我们的这种状态。
But you say, I don't hold things against people. I haven't stole anything. I haven't done anything. Why am I still going through this hardship? Why am I still empty? Why am I not feeling more satisfied?
就是说，哎，我对人家也没有说跟谁吵啊，或者是对跟谁不说话，或者跟谁作对。我为什么仍然觉得里边挺空的？然后呢，仍然觉得有这么多的忧患，然后也觉得是有这么多的，好像是就是很不满足，很不快乐，跟神也触摸不到呢。
Paul told the Roman people, those in Rome, in the book of Romans, in the 14th chapter.
保罗在罗马书第十四章对罗马的基督徒讲
But whosoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because he eats not in faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
就是保罗说信心，就是说凡不出于信心的都是罪。
See, that's why when we go to the Lord and we pray,We really want something.
我们真的很想要一件东西。
We really are crying unto God.
我们就向神呼求。
But deep in our heart, there's not true faith that knows that he hears me and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
但是在我们的心底深处，其实我们没有那种真正的信心，我们并没有真正相信说神是听到了我们，而且神会赏赐那些寻求他的人，我们并没有这样的真正的信心。
So I feel that this area of faith is one of the greatest stumbling blocks in the lives of many Christians.
所以我觉得说这个在这个信心的这个方面对很多的基督徒来讲其实就是他们的绊脚石。
I was guilty of that so many times.
我自己在这方面也是有跌倒很多次也犯这方面的罪。
You see, I would pray, Lord, I want you to do this. But deep in my heart, I didn't know if he would or if he would do it for me. So I would always say, but Lord, your will be done. So I could always say if it didn't happen, it's because it wasn't his will.
然后呢，当我向神求一件事情的时候呢，我在心里的深处，其实我有点总是在想，神会这样做吗？我知道他可以。但是我不知道神会不会为我做这件事情，所以我后边就会祷告，就说：“哦，愿你的旨意成就。”那我就是说，当事情不成就的时候，我就知道说：“哦，那个不是神的旨意。”
Now it may not be His will. Sometimes it's true.
是的，有的时候的确不是神的旨意。
But I use that as a crutch.
但是我把这个说愿你的旨意成就当成我的拐杖。
Because I was not fully persuaded in my heart that he would do it.
因为在我的心里边，我不是说确信百，就是非常，就是百分之百的，真的是相信说神会做。
Faith is something in our heart that when we say, God, we're asking you for this, we know that he can do it. We believe that he may do it. Actually, truly, there's that something, that freedom of belief.I know God can do it, but Lord, it's up to you.
就是信心，真正的信心是在这个心里边。你知道说，当我向神求的时候，我知道神可以，神也可能做。但是我就真的是把它交在神的手里，知道说神呢，我知道你可以做，但是我这个交托给你。
That is why I work so hard with the other group that I have, trying to build up their faith.How to keep our faith, how to build up our faith.
所以呢，这个信心就是说真正的是相信神可以做在心底深处。那就是为什么在另外一组呢，我就是一直在强调这个信心，因为想要建造大家的信心，让我们真的在这上面扎根。
And I found out there was only one way.
只有一条途径，只有一种方式。
That is through reading his word.
就是通过真的是读神的话语。
Seeing how time after time God was there, God answered. And it builds something in us that recognizes, yes, God is real, God is there, he will answer.
就是你看圣经上多少次讲到说神就在那里，神就回应，神就是对他们回答他们，那就让我们真的知道神在那里，神真的听我们，他也真的在回应。
You see, God doesn't work in the realm, in the element of time. He knows nothing about hours and days and weeks. No, he doesn't. He works in another sphere.
神呢，他不是受这个时间的限制，他不是说哦，这个几点几分。神在完全一个另外的一个纬度的一个空间里边，这样子来工作。
So God, his answer may be yes, but it's in the fact that it has to be.Something worked through, something God has to do, maybe in the lives of people or in situations. And it may be a while, but we hold on by faith.
以神的答案，有的时候神对我们这个是的，神会答应我们，但是他要通过一段，他要通过一些人的生命的改变，要有一段时间。但是在这个时候，我们就要抓住神的应许，就是抓住那个信心。
And thank God sometimes he says no.Because if he gave us what we want, we would find out it would bring us trouble.
有的时候呢，感谢神，有的时候神对我们的这个祷告是说不，是说 no, 不要。因为呢，如果他要是说答应了我们的祷告，其实那个会给我们的生命带来更大的麻烦跟痛苦。
Now that was in the area of faith that we can fail. But also James 4:17 said this, Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin.
就是在这个刚才讲到的是信心的领域，但是在雅各书James 4:17
4:17 yes.
It's not there. 就是说信心上就是说人若知道、I found them. 人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
So you see, sometimes we know what's right, but we just feel like, well, just this one time, or I can't do that because this person would think, listen, when things are right, we have to stand. When things that we know are not right, we have to turn from.If we don't, it becomes sin to us.
就是说有的时候我们会说哦，就这一次，或者说哎呀，因为这个人，所以我们知道什么去对，但是不去做。所以当我们知道什么是去对的时候，我们要站立，然后当我们知道什么不对的时候呢，错的时候呢，我们就要远离，不然就会带来生命中带来罪。
But thank God for 1 John 1:9.
但是也感谢神。约翰一书第一章第九节
If we confess our sins, isn't that wonderful?
说我们若认自己的罪
I can come weeping and say, Lord, I really didn't have faith. Lord, forgive me. Help me to trust and believe in you. And he forgives us. And he gives us that ability again to reach up to him.
就是我们可以到神面前，我们就是很难过，我们说神啊，我真的是没有信心，我真的是跌倒，神真的是太，神很仁慈，神真的就会赦免我们的罪，让我们重新起来。
And he comes, and when we do those things we know we shouldn't do, but all our heart begins to tell us this, and we come to him, and he's faithful to forgive you.
当我们做一些我们心里知道我们不应该做的事情的时候，我们来到神面前向神祷告，神是信实的，他真的会赦免我们。
And the wonderful thing is, he comes and cleanses us. He takes that off of us. It's gone. It's gone like a mark that's on your door, and you wash it off, and then the door is white again.
然后呢，最棒的事情就是神真的洗净我们了。就像说你门上面有一个很脏的一个印记，然后呢就把它洗干净，现在这个门是白白的，非常的干净。
What a wonderful savior. Let's go on to the next one now.
有一位多么奇妙的救主，让我们看到下一点。
Now, sometimes there comes a trial, a tribulation, and we understand that it comes to prevent us from falling into sin.
有时候我们有试炼有困苦，他这个目的是为了让我们不要落入最终。
He gives us warning sign.
就像一个神给我们一个警告似的。
I think 1 Peter 4, the first two verses there, is a good realization to us what are warnings.
然后呢彼得前书四章一到二节就是一个很好的就是告诉我们神的这个警告是什么。
This is what it says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
You know, we have no idea what Christ went through, because he said, I was tempted in all things like you.
我们其实不能真正了解到底主耶稣为我们他都经历了什么，因为圣经上说神在各方面像我们一样被试探。
We have no idea because we think of him as God's son, the righteous one that came to earth and was able just to steer through earth without any problems.
然后因为我们会觉得哦，耶稣是神的儿子来到这个地上，然后他经过一切事情都是没有任何的麻烦的，没有任何难处的。
He suffered many things, I'm sure, along the way.
我相信他在整个的这人生经历中经历了很多的痛苦。
And then, of course, when he was in the garden,
当他在克西马尼园的时候
he came face to face for why he was here now. He was to die.
然后呢，他就真的是直面说他来到这个地上的这个目的是什么？就他来就是为了要死。
And it wasn't from a heart attack.
他的这个不是出于这个就是心脏病。
And it wasn't even cancer.
也不是癌症。
He had to go through excruciating pain.
他要经历这种极度的痛苦。
He had to go through the uncomfortableness of people seeing him hanging there naked on the cross.
然后他要经历这种羞辱，就是他被真的赤裸裸的钉在十字架上被人看。
He had to see the one that he loved so much turn against him.
他要真的看着那个他所爱的人这样子，他的门徒就是转来攻击他，就是反对他，离弃他。
I really can't express all that he suffered in the flesh.
我没有办法描述主耶稣所经历的这些苦难。
So he's saying to us, he's saying, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
他说，基督既然在肉身上受过苦，你们也应该以同样的心智来装备自己。
What is he saying?
He said, 说的是什么意思呢？
You're going to suffer too.
你们也会受苦。
You're going to have people turn against you too if you live for me.
如果你为我而活，也会有人来跟你作对。
You may not have all the honor that you think you should get if you live for me.
如果你为我而活，你不会得到你以为你会有的这些光荣。
For the scripture says, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
因为圣经上说，因为那在肉身上受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
We're doing God's will.Even though we may be suffering under the ridicule and all of that, yet because of we have stood and we have let our flesh die and let Christ come forward, we've ceased from sin. It keeps us from sinning.
然后呢，因为即使我们是说我们是被羞辱、被嘲笑，然后我们，但是如果我们让我们的肉身灭绝，就是在肉身上受苦，我们真的是可以和罪断绝。
So he's saying, when you suffer in your flesh and you overcome it like I did, then he said in the second verse that he is no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God.
就是说如果你在肉身上受苦你也胜过了，那在四章第二节就说你们就以后不再可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再适度余下的光阴。
Up to now, we know very little about persecution.
到现在为止，在起码在美国，我们还不太知道逼迫是怎么回事儿。
Or maybe before our families, when we've had to confess Christ.
可能我们就是说，怎么样在我们的家庭面前，你要承认耶稣的名。
But what he's saying in these verses is, if you can come under the testing and the trying, and you're willing to allow your flesh die.That you're not going to fight it, you're not going to hold on to it, you're not going to love your life better than you love him. He said, then you have come to the place where you are, that he can keep you from sin because you're willing to allow to do God's will.
就是说，他说，如果我们在这个试验之下，我们让自己的肉体死，我们不是说就是啊。就是投降于自己的肉体，那到了一定，当我们能够得胜的时候，神可以让我们就不再从人的情欲、人的私欲，而是来服从上帝的旨意，来度在世上的时光。
So every time we say no to sin,
所以每次当你对罪说不的时候
，Every time we will take our stand,
每次我们
means that we have died.We have died to the flesh, and we have become overcomers in Christ Jesus.
然后我们每次站立的时候，我们就在肉体上，我们就得胜了。我们就是为主站立了。
You know, sometimes we have problems, sicknesses, sorrows. We have things that we have to face because God is trying to help to keep us from being proud.
有的时候我们是有难处，我们有生病，我们有难过，我们有痛苦。其实神有时候要借着这些，让我们不要骄傲。
Oh, you say, Sister Schwartz, is that true?
你说妈咪是这样吗
？Well, let's look at what Paul said.
让我们来看保罗怎么说。
In 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter.
在哥林多后书12章第七节，哥林多后书12章第七节。
Now let me tell you a little bit why Paul is saying this.
我们来看一下，讲一下保罗为什么这样写。
Paul tells us in another scripture, there was once a man that went to the third heaven, whether he was in the body or out, he said, I don't know.
保罗说他认识一个人，他说他有一次被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道。
So that man was Paul.
那个人其实就是保罗。
Now I don't know, like he did. He didn't know whether it was a vision or whether it might have been.
说他其实保罗不知道是在一个异象，还是他真的是去了那里。
Or it might have been the time when he was stoned and they thought he was dead.And he might have been, and he came back from heaven.
或者是他有一次被石头打，那些人打他的人都以为他死了，或者是在那个时候呢，他去了这个第三层天。
I really don't know when, but he said I was there, and I heard things that I couldn't tell you.
他说我真的是到了那个乐园里去，听见隐秘的言语是人不可说的。
But he had to come back to earth.
但是他还得回来。
Now let me ask you,
我问大家，
if you had gone to heaven,
如果你真的是去了天堂，
and you saw the glories of heaven,
你看到这个天堂的荣耀，
saw the secrets of heaven,
你看到这个天堂的奥秘，
and you would come back,
然后你现在回到地球上来了，回到这个世界上了，
what would you do first?
那你第一件要做的是什么？是的，你要做什么呢？
Probably write a book.
可能就先写本书。
So you can sell all that out.
所以你可以把那个书。
You'd be making speaking engagements, going from place to place, telling them all about what you've gone to heaven and now you're back.
然后呢，你不仅出书，你还到处去演讲，告诉人们你在天堂看到了什么。
And then you would think in yourself,You know, I must be pretty special for God to allow me to go to heaven.
然后你可能会想说，哎呀，我肯定是很特别。你看，神都让我去上天堂，因为我肯定是挺特别的。
And I want to tell you right now, if that was Gene Schwartz, I couldn't find a hat big enough to put on my head.
然后呢，你会，如果这是发生在我身上，我就可能觉得你就可以看到。
I'd have such a big head, I would be strutting around, I would, oh well, look at Sister Schwartz, you know, she's been to heaven and back.
然后我要那样的话，我可能就脑子发，就是飘飘然了，就觉得说，哎呀，你看看这个妈咪啊，我都去过天堂。
But let's listen with Paul. You see, Paul recognized this.
但是不是，保罗不是这样，保罗知道。
So when he got back to earth,
所以当他回到这个世界上，
God allows Satan, allowed now, you have to understand, there's times God doesn't bring bad things. God allows them.
是神就允许撒旦，不是说神让这件事情发生，而是神允许撒旦。
We don't say, look what God did to me. No, look what God allowed to come into my life.
不是说神为我做的对我做了什么，就是你看神怎么对待我的，而是说神允许什么发生在我们的生命中。
So Paul said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of this revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above all measure.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就是就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
You know, people have been trying to find out and figure out what was Paul's thorn in the flesh.
你说大家一直在猜说这个保罗的刺到底是什么呢？
Some have said it must have been his eyesight, because his eyesight was very poor.
有人说肯定是他的视力，因为他的视力很差。
Well, I have no idea what his thorn in the flesh was.
我不知道保罗的这个刺是什么。
But it seemed like it allowed Satan to give him trouble.
但是看起来就是神允许撒旦给保罗麻烦。
Because he said the messenger of Satan to buff me, to beat me, to hit me, to knock me.
他就是说因为神允许撒旦的使者来击打我，来攻击我。
You would say, but Paul was a great man, Sister Schwartz.
就是来折磨保罗，但是你说，哎，妈咪啊，保罗是一个伟大的人啊，伟大的基督徒啊。
Paul obeyed God.
保罗顺服神。
But God knew he still was in the flesh.
但是神知道保罗仍然活在肉体中。
And he allowed Satan to do this to him to keep him humble.
神允许撒旦这样做是要让保罗谦卑。
So you see, sometimes God has to bring things into our life unless we get too proud.
有的时候神就是允许一些事情发生在我们的生命中，免得我们过于自高。
Sometimes you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and then suddenly something happens out of the blue to the family or to someone else, and wham, it brings you right down.
然后有的时候你自我感觉非常良好，结果呢，忽然之间呢，有什么事情发生在你身上或者你的家人身上，然后你就一下子就觉得什么都不是了。
Oh, ladies, God is good to us. He loves us.
神真的对我们很好，他爱我们。
He didn't promise a life of joy and ease and power in this old world.
他没有说应许我们在这个旧的世界上我们有很多的快乐呀，很生活很容易啊，很有势力啊。
But he promised to take us home.
他的应许就是他会把我们带回家。
He promised us a house or a home there.
他应许的是他在天堂为我们预备了地方。
He promised us no sickness, nor sorrow, no death.
他应许我们是在天堂是没有疾病，没有痛苦，没有死亡。
So I feel like I want to feel in my heart, Lord, if you have to keep me humble on my knees until I die, do it so I can make it home to heaven.
所以我给神说，神啊，如果你真的是要让我能够谦卑，让我能够跪下来，那你就做吧，这样我可以回到天家，我可以。
Can I talk to you about Job right now?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, and Job, the 42nd chapter, this is what Job said.
然后在约伯记的第42章，这是约伯所说的。
God had just taken him through a real lesson.
神刚刚给约伯上了一课，真的是一个很难的功课。
That God himself taught him.
然后是神自己来教他的。
No middleman.
中间没有一个媒体，没有一个中介。
God was speaking to Job.
神对约伯说。
And he said, Job, were you there?
他说约伯呀，当我做这些事情的时候，你在那儿吗？
You know, he was letting Job know for a chapter and a half in the Bible, were you there? Were you the one? Could you do that? God really brought Job down.
然后呢，神就问约伯说，我在立大地根基，我在做这些事情的时候，你在那里吗？神真的是让约伯谦卑下来。
We find out that Job went through a great deal of suffering.
我们知道说约伯经历了非常大的痛苦和苦难。
And he never blamed God.
但是他从来没有去指责神。
Job loved the Lord. He knew he hadn't sinned.
约伯爱神，他知道他没有犯罪。
But it seemed like there was something in Job that was questioning God.
但是呢，好像看起来是在约伯的里边有什么东西，就是在对神有疑问。
Wanted to know why. He was trying to figure it out.
他很想知道这个原因是什么，他想要找出来这个原因。
But after God spoke to him,
但是当神亲自来对约伯回答，跟约伯说话后，
This is what Job said.
约伯是这样说的。
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge?
Which verse?
The third verse. I'm sorry. I'm going to read the third one now.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？
Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand.
我所说的是我不明白的。
Things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Job has spent days with his friends, arguing with them, trying to tell them, trying to show them, And he recognizes, I'm doing all of this and I don't really understand. It's all too wonderful for me.
然后呢，约伯呢有好几天的时间跟他的朋友在那里争论，在那里辩论，在说。但是现在他知道说，想要证明一些东西，他说这些事太奇妙，是我所不知道的。
The next verse said, "Heart here, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me."
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。
Oh, I'm afraid many times I've said that to God. Make it known to me, Lord.
然后有的时候我们很多时候对他说，求你指示我。
But he's going on to say, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now by my eye, I see you.
但约伯接着说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
I've tried to analyze you. I've tried to understand. I've tried to put you in my little box. But Lord, since you came now, I see you.
他说我以前呢，约伯说我想分析神，想要了解神，我想把你放在一个盒子里，但是现在我亲眼看见你了。
And this is what he said about himself.
然后他自己怎么说自己呢？
Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
他说因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
When God comes to us,
当神
and we really see he is open plain to us, sometimes we feel so ashamed of how we felt, how we acted. You know, it's something when we see God, what a difference is going to be. Everything in life is going to be gone. We don't care. We don't even wonder about it. When we see him, it's going to be wonderful.
就是说有当神真的进入到我们里边，真的像我们打开我们的眼睛让我们看到他的时候，我们自己是觉得很羞愧很羞耻的，我们就为我们过去的这个我们的想法跟我们的这种行动真的是很羞愧。当我们真的见到神的时候呢，我们会不同，我们就不太在意说到底是怎么回事，我们当我们真的亲眼见到神的时候。
You know, he went on to say in 2 Thessalonians 1:3,
give me a moment. 在帖撒罗尼迦的后书 1:3, 1:3, 帖撒罗尼迦后书1:3.
Now Paul was saying some of these things, of course he has seen, read and heard, and he watched his church, he watched his people as he went from one place to another.
是保罗经历了很多的这个艰难，但是他照料他的教会，他从一个地方到另外一个地方。
He said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren.
他说弟兄们，我们为你们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合意的。
As it is good because it's meet, it's good because that your faith is growing exceedingly, and the charity in your love for, of everyone of you toward others, it's abounding.
因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
Paul was just talking the heart of God here.
神保罗在这里就是展现了神的心是怎么样的。
As a man in the flesh who loved and taught these people and suffered for these people, he was so happy to see them growing exceedingly in faith, and that their love was getting for everyone, their love was expanding. This was his joy. This is the joy of God.
然后呢，保罗他在这些教导，真是照料这些帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。然后当他看到他们的爱，就是他们爱心的信，看到他们的信心，看到他们爱心所受的劳苦，看到他们的忍耐，他心里边真的是充满了欢乐，充满了喜乐。这个也是神的心。
When he sees our faith growing, and when he sees our love expanding, it brings such joy to God's heart.
当神看到我们的信心增长，看到我们的爱心扩张的时候，真的是个给让神的心喜乐。
He may allow, we're going to go on now, he may allow things that come in our lives, hard things, to teach us obedience and discipline.
神可能会允许我们生命中有艰难的事情，要为要教导我们就是顺服和信心。
This is so much a part of Christian living.
这就是基督徒生活的很就是一个很重要的一部分。
You know, when you love your child, you don't let them do anything you want and go anywhere. You discipline them.
当你爱你的孩子时候，你不会说允许他们想做什么就做什么，想去哪就去哪。
You help them to face life.
你要让他们面对生活，你会管教他们。
You're going to stop them if you see they're going the wrong way.
如果他们要去这个错误的方向，你会制止他们。
Sometimes you have to be very difficult, very hard on them.
有的时候你要对他们好像就是挺严厉的。
And they will take something away from them.
也许你要没收他们的一些东西。然后不允许他们做什么。
But it comes out for their good.
但是你这样做是为了他们的益处。
You know, Jonah had this problem.
你知道约拿就有这方面的问题。
You see, Jonah hated the people of Nineveh.
约拿真的是憎恨尼尼微的人。
He was a good Jew. He didn't want to be around these pagan people. He didn't want them to flourish.
他是一个好的犹太人，他可不想跟这些尼尼微人打交道，他希望这些人都灭亡。
So Jonah decided that he was going the other way from where God wanted him to go.
所以呢，神让约拿去一个地方，他决定要去另外一个，跟去一个相反的方向。
Somehow he thought he could get away from God.
他不知道怎么觉得说他可以逃离神的面。
But on his journey, God stopped him.
但是在他要去这个相反的这个他是的路上呢，神制止了他。
Now there's times in my life God has stopped me, but never by swallowed by a big fish.
有的时候呢，神在我的生命中也制止了我要做的事情，也制止了改变了我的方向，但是不是靠一个大鱼，不是被鱼吞到肚子里。
Now that was a big one, a big trial, a big, what shall I say, a big pressure on this man.
那个被吞到鱼肚子里，那个可是一个很大的试验，很大的难处。
I don't know all the intricate parts. I don't know if he died there and was brought back to life or he lived there, whatever it was, whatever the scripture says. But one day he was belched up on the beach.
然后呢，我不知道他是在鱼肚子里死了，后来吐出来又活了，还是一直就活着。但是最后的结果就是他鱼把他吐到岸上。
You see, sometimes God has to get hold of us by discipline us.
有的时候神要真的要得到我们的注意力，真的是要通过这个管教的方式。
And this is what Romans 5:2-5 says.
这是罗马书的第五章二到五节说的。
By whom also we have access by faith into this grace which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信得介入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Now he put this third verse in.
他第三节这么说。
He's talking about the wonderful grace and the rejoicing in the glory of God.
他讲到这个恩典，又讲到在神的恩典中欢喜。但是第三节这么说。
What is Paul rejoicing in?
那保罗他在。
But we glory in tribulation.
不单单是因为恩典欢欢喜喜，而且也在这个患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，以患难来夸耀。
Now, if there was anyone that knew anything about tribulation, Paul did.
如果有任何人了解什么是患难，那保罗真是称得上的。
When I read the list of things that Paul went through, it's hard to understand how any man could have gone through it.
当我读保罗他所描述、他所经历的，我真的是很难想象，怎么可以有人能够承受这些、经历这些。
But now, if I was writing this verse, and I was Paul, this is what I would write.
如果是我，我是保罗，我会怎么写这个经文呢？
And not only so, but I glory in going to heaven and seeing God and hearing wonderful things and coming back to be able. That's what I would have said.
如果是我，我就会说，我欢欢喜喜的是我去到天堂了，看到了神了，看到了很多的事情，然后我又回来跟大家分享，我会欢欢喜喜的。
But Paul hit it on the nail on the head. He said, "I glory in tribulation."
但是保罗是怎么写的？他说我是以患难夸耀。
And humanly speaking, we say, Paul, you need a psychiatrist.
从人角度来说，保罗呀，你应该去看医生了。
I think something happened to Paul then. How could he ever say something like that?
我觉得到底是保罗是发生什么事了？怎么可以有人这样讲呢？
Why in the world was he glorying in tribulation?
为什么有人竟然会想到说在患难以拿苦难来欢喜夸胜呢？
He said, I do it also knowing that tribulation works patience.
因为他知道患难生忍耐，生出坚忍。
Patience, that calming effect.
这个忍耐坚忍是一个好像是个公约数似的。
That place of a quietness.
那是这个忍耐是一个让你能够安静的一个地方。
Not asking questions.
不是说再去问问题。
Not asking questions. Not kicking.
不是一直踢的一直踢，一直在那里烦躁不安。
Then know my tribulations work patience in me.
因为知道患难生出忍耐。
And he said, and beyond that, my patience gave me experiences.
然后他说忍耐呢，生出来老练，也是生出来品格。
Because of the patience that works in me, I could have experiences that would help me.
然后呢，因为这种在我生命中工作的这种忍耐呢，我可以有这种经验，可以有这种老练来帮助。
And now something has exploded in me.He said, because my experiences brings hope.
就是有些东西又在我里边好像就是这样开花结果，这种爆炸式的，就是我的那种经验，这种老练让我里边充满了盼望。
And my deep hope in knowing what God wants and what he's going to give me and where I am going to stand before him, why that makes me not ashamed.
就是我深深的这种盼望，知道说我会站在神面前，神要给我的这一切让我不至于羞耻，不至于羞愧。
Because after these things and as these things, because the love of God shed abroad in my heart, in our heart, my heart, by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us.
然后之所以是因为神的爱借着所赐给我们的圣灵已经倾注在我们心里。
He's saying, as God works these things through in my life,
你有看神有没有在我的生命中做这些的事？
He says, sheds abroad in our heart, but it doesn't come without the Holy Spirit giving us the strength to do these things.
神呢就是把这个爱呢倾倒在我们的心里，但是要圣灵给我们这种力量，让我们能够去承受这些。
Every one of these things as Paul went through, he had to go with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the desire to, oh God, in the midst of it, to die to the flesh. And as he did and got victory with the power of the Holy Spirit, he could go on to grow in the grace of his Lord Jesus Christ.
就是保罗所经历的这一切都是靠着圣灵的能力，他的真的是自己的这个肉体的这个心愿呢，这个肉体要致死，然后他得胜，靠着圣灵的能力他可以得胜。
Paul told the Hebrews, for they discipline us for a short time.
因为希伯来书里边保罗说神子管教的是不过是一时。
As it seemed best to them. I think he was talking about our parents and those that we have ruled over us. They do it for a short time.
就是说，就他这里讲的是我们的父母，就是说他管教我们只是一时的。
But he, God, disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness.
就唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Don't despair. God's working with us, each one of us.
不要失望。神在我们每个人身上做工，神在我们身上工作。
Some of us have hard heads.
我们有的时候有艰难的日子。
We have a bit of a stubborn spirit.
我们有一个很那个心里边挺顽固的
And sometimes God has to come down on us hard.
神有的时候对我们这种顽固，神必须就是要很严厉。
Then there's other people.
还有一些人呢。
My mother was one.
我妈妈就是其中这样的人。
Never seemed she questioned God. It never seemed when God said it, she did it. She had a life of, I believe she had a life of deep surrender.
我就像我妈妈，她从来没有说去问神为什么要这样做，她就是去做神也要做的。我觉得她的那个生命是对一个神一个深深的降服的一个生命。
And I believe one of the reasons was that when my mother, before she was saved, she was very, very ill.
这我相信就是因为在我我的原因就是我妈妈在她得救之前她病得很重。
And she said, while I was sick, she said, I got a vision of hell.
她说当我病得很重的时候呢我看到了地狱的景象。
And I don't think my mother ever looked back. She believed God and trusted him.
然后我想我妈妈从来再没有回头她就真的是相信神然后就是信靠神。
So actually, we, God works with us, each one individually.
所以神真的是对我们个别，对每个人单独的来工作。
He knows your compliance, your willingness to do things.
他知道你的这个是不是柔顺，你到底是不是愿意来做神的话。
He knows that will that is a bit stubborn, that he has to break that will.
他也知道可能说你的这个很那个就是个性很强，自我意志很强，神必须要破碎那个。
But don't give up. Allow him to do it in your life because the reward is so tremendously great.
不要放弃，允许神在你的生命中工作，因为那个赏赐是巨大的。
And then we see, we're going to go on to the next one. He equips us to comfort others.
然后呢，神给我们这些试炼，我们可以去安慰别人。
You know, actually, we go through some things, and God's going to use us to help others through because we went through it.
因为我们经历一些事情，然后神可以用这个来让我们去帮助别人。
So we have to understand, in Philippians it said, not that I speak of being of need, for I have learned.In whatever situation, I will be content.
就是腓立比书保罗说，我不是说我有需要才这样说，而是我已经知道在任何的情况下，我都知道怎么样知足。
And this is what Paul learned.
这是保罗所学会的。
I knew how to be brought low, and I know how to abound.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
In any and every circumstances.I've learned the secret of facing plenty and then also hunger.
我或饱足或饥饿。
I've learned how to have abundance and then also how to be in need.
或有余或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
I can do all things through him who strengtheneth me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So you see, Paul was able to help.His ministers, listen, boys, I knew what it was to have a hard time. I knew what it was to be in the water for two days. And you can make it, you can make it.
所以呢，这样保罗可以帮助别的服侍神的人，他可以对那些年轻人说，我知道怎面对这种艰难，我在水里边真的是待了两天两夜，所以你可以的，你可以得胜的。
He said, I knew how it was to be those that would be against you and actually throw you in prison.
我是知道说别人怎么样抵挡你，甚至把你下到监里。
And I got a feeling that some of those people just straightened themselves up and said, if God can take Paul through that, he can take me.
我相信有些人听到保罗这样讲，会觉得说神既然能带领保罗经历这些，让他能够过得去，神也可以帮助我。
God wants more Pauls.
神想要有更多的保罗。
He wants us to be able to go through some things, stand under it, and have a beautiful, what shall I say, understanding with God that takes you through some very difficult times.
就是神想要让我们在一些很艰难的环境里边我们站立得住，然后就是哪怕很艰难，让我们最后是有一个美好的一个见证。
And you become such a great testimony to help some others.
你这样一个美好见证可以帮助别人。
Oh God, help us to do this. Help us to be able to go what we go through. Not crying, not pity me, but Lord, give me the strength when I have it or I don't have it to show the glory and the love of Christ.
就是求神帮助我们，让我们能够真的是经历这些，靠着神的力量，然后带给神荣耀，真的是也展示神的爱。
And then another one, and I don't even know what time I'm supposed to be finished, but do anybody know?
probably 12. I think 12 should be fine.
Okay.
We still have 14 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Now the next one I want to talk about is to prove the reality of Christ in us.
然后另外一个就是证明主耶稣在我们里边的这种真实性。
You know, let me read the scripture. This is what he said in Corinthians, the 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the third verse.
这是在保罗在哥林多后书第一章三到四节的所说的。
Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
And number four, I want you, it's much like about Paul, but this is a little different, who comforts us in all our tribulations. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble. By the comfort wherein we ourselves were comforted of God.
这是保罗，可能也是我们。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Now Paul was saying, keep on going, fight, get through this. But listen, this is something a little different.
保罗说继续坚守，然后呢，忍受这些，但是这一点讲的是有点不同。
I think the young lady, Johnny Erickson Todd, can sort of clear this scripture up for us.
我觉得那个琼妮，她的可能可以把这一节向我们展示的更好。
When she was in her late teens or maybe just in 20, I forget, she went down and was going to swim, jumped in and broke her neck.
然后在她17岁的时候呢，她有次去跳水，结果进去的时候，其实那个水很浅，她没看到，就从脖子以下全身瘫痪了。
She's been paralyzed from her neck down ever since.
然后从那之后呢，她就脖子以下就是高位截瘫。
I read her book, how it was a struggle when it first happened, how she was, how she fought, but she didn't know. You can understand if they said that you were paralyzed, you can do nothing, not even scratch your nose.
然后呢，你可以想象她刚开始的时候，她非常的难受，非常的挣扎，她就是一直在挣扎。你想想，当时别人告诉她，你甚至都不能摸你的鼻子的时候。
Somebody has to do everything for you.
必须要有人为她做每一样事情。
But God got hold of her.
但是神呢，
She surrendered to him.
但是神抓住了她，她对神完全的降服。
God gave her a wonderful talent of being able to take the paintbrush in her mouth between her teeth and to paint lovely portraits.
然后呢，神也给她一个很好的恩赐，就是她可以嘴巴里面拿着画笔画很美的画。
He gave her a lovely voice.
然后也给她很美的声音。
But he gave her something more than that.
但是神也给她更多的。
He gave her something that she was able to take what she lived through and be able to bless the world that she touched.
然后呢，因为她所经历的这些，她也可以去祝福她所这个世界。
Do you know how many people, no doubt, that have had terrible physical problems that's very difficult, has looked at her and somehow God has used her to encourage their hearts.
你知道有些人他们是有很身体的疾病，很难的时光，当这些人见到他的时候，你知道神就通过琼妮鼓励这些人。
She's been able to give millions of wheelchairs around the world to these very countries that are very, very low. They have nothing. Give them out to help them. So many things she's been able to do.
然后呢，你知道在有些国家是很穷的，没有这些资源，他那个穷尼就帮助给出几百万的这样的轮椅，然后神通过他做了很多的事情。
And a little later in life, in her 50s or something like that, 60s, she got arthritis.
但是到了他的五六十岁的时候呢，他得了这个风湿性关节炎。
Now she's never been able to feel anything, nothing, all these years. And suddenly pain, excruciating pain came to her body.
在那之前呢，她什么东西都感觉不到，但是在她得了这个关节炎之后，她突然感觉到这种非极度的痛苦，这种痛在她的身体里面。
I've seen her talking, she winches, you could tell she was in pain.
当她那个讲，她就是在演讲的时候，你可以看到她皱眉头，她其实是很痛。
But she kept going.
但是她继续的忍受，继续的前行。
And then one day she found out she had cancer.
然后有一天呢，发现她有癌症。
There was treatments. God touched her, and she's keeping on.
然后呢，她接受治疗，神也触摸了她，她继续忍耐。
Can you see how they can see Christ in her life and the power of God? Even in the midst of the most excruciating pain, and yet in the times when she can feel nothing, she could do nothing for herself.
你能看到真的是基督在她身上的力量吗？她这样子的痛，但是她自己什么也不能做，看到神在她身上的大能吗？
Oh, that God would help us to go through things and yet have such a spirit that when people see us, they say, oh,she's got to have something. God must really be real to her life.
当我们经历那个这样子的一个经历人生的时候呢，但愿我们有这样子的一个精神，别人看到的时候就说，那肯定是神在他生命中的工作。
And the last thing the Word of God tells us about us going through tribulations,
神告诉我们，我们经历艰难的最后一件就是
is something that you wouldn't even expect.
就是一个你甚至都没有去期待的。
It's a testimony to you know who?
你知道你给谁做见证吗？
Angels and Satan.
你是在天使跟撒旦面前真的是你的做见证。
Job 1:8 said, And the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him, for he's on the earth, he's a blameless, upright man who feared God and turned away from evil.
就是耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心观察我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Wouldn't it be wonderful for God to look in the face of Satan and say, look at sister so-and-so, look at June Mary, so they're my children. You see, they've gone through a lot, yet they stood.
你有没有说看神看着就说，对神对撒旦说，你看到我的那个姐那个女儿，看到那个穷尼，他们虽然经历了那么多，但是他们却仍然是对我忠心敬畏神。
Every one of us that stands and obedient and goes on with God and grows in the grace and what God has given us, see, we become God's example to put in the face of Satan and say, see, there's one.That loves me and serving me.
然后你看到，当我们能够站立，我们顺服神的时候，我们好像就是神可以夸耀的，就是一个例子，一个榜样。对神说，对神可以对撒旦夸耀，就说，你看那边有一个爱我、顺服我。
In 1 Peter 1:12, this is what it says.
在彼得前书1:12这么说。
It was revealed to them.That they were serving not themselves, but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which the angels long to look.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。 天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
The angels know man. They watch them. They see their dust.
天使真的是知道人，他看着他们，他们也知道我们不过是尘土。
I'm sure they wonder why don't they believe God?
我觉得他们肯定在怀，就是在惊奇稀奇说，他们为什么不相信神呢？
But then there's others that it tells us here that the angels long to look at them, long to watch them.
另外有别的，就是天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
To those that are standing for the Lord.
对那些为神站立的人
I almost wonder if they're not there. That's good, girl. Keep going, girl. That's right. You know, they're probably maybe even cheering us on.
也许他们就会说，哎呀，这个太棒了，他们可能在给我们加油。
Now, that's not gospel. That's Schwartz's imagination.
这个不是圣经上，是我的想象。
But listen, there's a host. We're not just all by ourselves.We're not just in the house. Nobody knows.
我们有一个整群的体，一个群体。我们不是说就是自己单独一人的。
And when we may feel like we're not very much.
我们可能觉得自己不重要。
But when we stand for God.
但是当我们为神站立的时候。
We do what is right.
我们去做对的事的时候。
We have faith in him.
当我们在对神有信心的时候
You'll be surprised what that means to God and to the angels and how Satan hates you.
但是你就会很惊奇的知道说那这个当你这样做的时候对神对天使意味着什么还有对那个恨你恨神的撒旦意味着什么
God bless you ladies. I hope you've gotten something out of this. The Holy Spirit takes just what we need to our heart.
是神祝福大家，求使圣灵让我们心里边能够从这个里边得到一些。
Father, you know us.
主啊，你知道我们，你知道我们不过是尘土。
But our soul within us is so precious.
但是我们里边的这个灵是那么的宝贵。
Our soul is worth everything.
我们的灵魂真的是比世上的一切都宝贵。
Lord, we want to serve you.
我们想要服侍你神。
We do want to be an example for you.
我们真的是想成为你可以夸耀的榜样。
We do want to overcome.
我们要想要得胜。
And Lord, I pray for each one that's here today.
我为今天在场的每一个人祷告。
That as you speak to our hearts and as you encourage or maybe discipline us, that we will accept it and go on for Jesus.
当你真的是对我们的心说话，你鼓励我们，甚至是管教我们的时候，我们会继续的忍耐下去，真的为耶稣而活。
有没有谁要分享和提问？啊 ，Arish，
呀， yeah, 我有一个问题 ，Mommy， I have a question. Does God punish his believers? I mean, what's the difference between discipline and punishment? 我问妈咪的问题是说，那个处罚跟管教，神对于我们基督徒的惩罚跟管教有没有不一样？然后神会不会惩罚我们 ？OK, 妈咪 ，I'm done.
I'm not sure I quite understand the question, but I think we have to understand this, that God doesn't bring anything on us that is not good. He has said that. But he allows Satan to use things to, like he did with Job. But he also allows him only to go so far with his children, just like he did with Job.
圣经上讲得很清楚，神不会说允许对我们有恶意或者对我们心意不好，但是神有时候呢，就是允许撒旦来一些事情，是为了我们的益处。就像约伯记里讲到，那撒旦攻击约伯，那神说你只能到此为止。
Now, I'm sure that many times we feel that discipline is the judgment from God.
有时候我们觉得这个管教好像就是神对我们的惩罚或者审判。
But God does not pronounce judgment on us.
但是神不会说就像审判我们。
Jesus said, I did not come to judge you, but to save you.
因为耶稣说我来到世界上我不是要审判你们。
True judgment is held for the last days.
真正的审判是在末日的时候，最后的末世的时候，这个下到地狱，这个才是真正的审判。
When we're a child, his love for us is just as real. Probably, in some ways, he's trying to save us, to bring us back, to bring us to a certain height once again. So he allows us to be disciplined.
所以神爱我们。作为神的孩子，神爱我们，所以有的时候神是要拯救我们，有的时候神是要让一些事情，允许一些事情发生，是要把我们带回来。
And probably many times we feel like it's judgment.
很多时候我们觉得这个像惩罚或者像审判。
I mean, when you discipline your children, they feel that it's a judgment. You're judging. You're right on them.
管教你孩子的时候，他们可能感觉你在惩罚他们，审判他们。
But I don't think, Iris, we can put it in the same category that God is punishing us. He is disciplining us.
我觉得这个不是。
He's allowing it for a purpose, not to use it to say, okay, you did it, bang, bang, bang. No, he's allowing these things to come for a purpose to bring us out of that fault or that problem.
神呢，有的时候呢，神的这个惩罚跟人这个是不同的。神有时候允许这些东西发生，是要让我们觉醒，让我们醒过来，是要把我们带回来。
I know many times people would say God is judging me, but let me tell you, sin itself judges us.
有的时候很多人会说，哦，神在惩罚我，其实不是的，罪自己就会惩罚我们。
Mm-hmm. If I'm going to take drugs.There's a judgment that will come.
A
sin itself, of the drugs itself, we may die from them.
如果你就是如果有人吸毒的话，这个罪本身就会惩罚他们。有的人可能就是因为吸毒而死。
If I allow myself, you know, in my home to break up my home and find another man, and we're going to see eventually, it's going to be unhappiness, it's going to bring sorrows. Sin itself is almost like a judgment on us.But God, with His children, said, "I discipline you."
但是呢，比如说有的人他允许自己的家破碎，然后去一个妻子就是再有外遇，然后呢，最后他自己本身可能就是很不幸福，也很反正也很难受。罪自己本身就是一种审判，但是神说他是管教我们。
This is a good question.
这是一个很
好的问题。Because I feel like it's true that as children of God.
As
one that loves him, we may be weak, we may even at times that we do fail him. Sometimes we even dabble into sin, but we are his children and he loves us. What he's doing is trying to turn us around, trying to bring us back to what is right. But it's not judgment. So when he's doing it, it's out of tremendous love.
所以呢，作为神的作为神的孩子，我们可能会软弱，我们也爱他，或者有的时候会陷在最终。但是神所做的一切，就是要把我们带回来，是要拯救我们。
You know,
神是用管教我们，而不是惩罚。
You know, as a parent, it doesn't bring us joy to discipline our children.
作为父母，你管教孩子的时候，你不是很喜乐的，很开心的。
Sometimes it really hurts us. We wish we didn't have to, you know.
有的时候我们真的很难受，我们希望我们不用去管他们，不用去这样子给他们。
I sort of believe it's the same way with God.
我觉得神也是同样的。
It hurts his heart, no doubt, when we won't listen. But he's going to reserve judgment for the end, I believe.
我觉得作为神，神是我们的父母。
I hope this helps you.
神有时候要管教我们，其实那个也是让神很难受。但是那个不是审判，因为真正的审判就是那个地狱。所以我希望回答了你的问题。
Thank you.